Greek mythology, the wine god Dionysus had a challenging start in life. His pregnant mother Semele was instantly incinerated by the divine radiance of his father Zeus after the king of the gods revealed his true form to his mortal lover. Dionysus was saved, however, when his father stitched the unborn baby into his own thigh. After Dionysus' birth, Zeus asked the messenger god Hermes to take the infant into the mountains of Asia Minor, where he would be raised by nymphs in order to protect him from the wrath of Zeus' jealous wife, Hera. After Dionysus was grown, he took his place on Mount Olympus as the god of wine, theater, ecstasy, and revelry. The ancient sculpture Hermes and the infant Dionysus depicts the messenger god playing with Dionysus before he delivers his baby brother to the mountain nymphs. A plaster cast replica of the statue now resides in the Wilcox Classical Museum. Hermes' infant Dionysus is unusual in that its find spot was documented. German archaeologists discovered the sculpture in 1877 inside the ruins of the Temple of Hera at Olympus. At the end of the 3rd century AD, an earthquake destroyed the roof of the temple and buried the sculpture under debris. During the excavation, most of the statue's pieces were found, except the right arm, lower legs, and left foot of Hermes, and the little arms of baby Dionysus. Despite the lost limbs, the piece was well preserved due to a thick layer of clay that rested above it. Even its original limestone and marble base survives. Today, the original sculpture is displayed at the Archaeological Museum of Olympia. The nude Hermes stands in a contrapposto position, meaning his weight rests on his right leg, while his left leg is slightly bent. This causes his hips to be twisted at his torso and shoulders to lean in the opposite direction. Hermes' right arm extends outward. Although his forearm does not survive, it is commonly thought that the god was dangling a bunch of grapes in front of Dionysus based on a Roman wall painting from Pompeii. His left arm rests on a tree trunk that is covered by drapery. Dionysus is seated on Hermes' left forearm, most likely reaching out to the grapes with his left arm, while his right hand rests on his brother. Their gazes are fixed on each other rather than the viewer as their heads turn inward. Hermes and the infant Dionysus is carved from high-quality marble from the Greek island of Paros. The body of Hermes is striking because of the polished surfaces. The shininess of the front of the statue contrasts with the back, which was left partly unfinished. Chisel marks cover the back of his torso as well as the back of the tree stump. These features suggest that the sculpture is placed with its back to a wall, perhaps in a niche, with the intention that only the front would be viewed. Additionally, traces of red cinnabar paint found on the hair, lips, and sandals of Hermes suggest that the sculpture was originally gilded. A significant amount of controversy has surrounded Hermes and the infant Dionysus. When discovered, it was attributed to the famous sculptor Praxiteles, dating the sculpture to the 4th century BC. This attribution was based on the written account of the Roman traveler Pausanias, who lived about 500 years after Praxiteles. In his writings, Pausanias documented his visits to the Temple of Hera at Olympia, where he describes a sculpture of Hermes and baby Dionysus he claims to be an original work of Praxiteles. This claim is supported by a few of the statue's elements, such as the curve of Hermes' body, which was a common trait of Praxiteles' works. Furthermore, the sculpture shows typical 4th century BC features, such as small heads, disheveled hair, and the combination of an adult and child. In the years since its discovery, however, scholars have disputed its authenticity. Instead, many consider it to be a late Hellenistic or Roman copy from the 1st century BC that was carved in Praxitelean style. The ancient Romans created many copies of works by famous sculptors, so scholars consider the lack of a reproduction to be a red flag. Additionally, the type of sandals worn by Hermes are probably not earlier than the 2nd century BC. For these reasons, Hermes and the infant Dionysus is unlikely to be a 4th century work by Praxiteles. The plaster cast replica at the Wilcox Classical Museum stays almost faithful to the original, except for a few restorations. The arms of Dionysus are recreated, as well as Hermes' right arm and hand, which dangle a bunch of grapes. Additionally, Hermes' lower legs and right foot are restored as well. Although the cast lacks the luster of the polished surface of the original, the chisel marks on the back remain, providing an opportunity for viewers to see the original carving techniques. The Hermes and the infant Dionysus cast was an early addition to the Wilcox when it was still located in Old Fraser Hall. When Old Fraser was being rebuilt in the early 1960s, all the casts went to storage where they stayed for 30 years until a new space could be found for the Wilcox collection. By the time the current space and Lippincott Hall was found in the 1980s, the cast had suffered from water damage and neglect. Fortunately, most of the casts were possible to be restored. The sculpture was taken apart, cleaned, and put back together again. Hermes and the Infant Dionysus is an important sculpture, not only for its beauty, but also because it helped define Praxitelean style. Due to the controversy of its origins, however, this work encourages viewers to approach an ancient work with curiosity and an open mind.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.